All right, well, welcome in to the Tree Fort. Welcome back to the Tree Fort podcast edition.
Happy October, fellas.
Happy October, spooky season, pumpkin
Wake me
season.
up when September ends.
Actually use that in a shout out today at work.
Yeah, I heard it today. I mean, I feel like it's unavoidable on the
It
last
is.
day of September.
But yeah, welcome in. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here. Philip Boughton with you as always,
The
and
dynamic duo.
the dynamic duo, Joseph Johnson, Philip Boughton, PB and J.
EB and J.
PB and
It's
J.
been a while.
Let's
It's
go.
been a while.
It's been a while since
Yeah,
we
sure.
met. Yeah. So here we are. We're
What's up, guys?
back.
Also, yeah, it's been a while since we've seen you lovely viewers as well.
You 20 some odd dudes.
We, yeah.
But we missed you dearly. We appreciate all the love, support, all the views of the card breaks that myself and Jimmy Hill have been doing.
Shout out
Love it.
Hill.
Shout out,
Shout
shout
outs are back.
out. Shout outs are back in force. We so
Anthony Davio.
yeah. Speaking of Jimmy Hill,
Shout out.
his ears must have been burning. But we came back. We're like, all right, let's finish out this season strong here. Let's get a couple episodes lined up. And then I was like, you know what? We haven't looked at the email ever, right? So you all beautiful souls have been doing what we ask. Hey, let us know your favorite sandwich. Let us know this. Let us know that. And you guys have responded. We didn't know about it. So Joseph Johnson took a couple of those down. We're gonna do that. So this is gonna be a mailbag episode where we go through the mailbag. We just have a little discussion. We talk about it, talk through it, and talk with you. Our dearest listeners. Anything to add there, Joseph?
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you would like to submit a question, you can do so in a couple different ways. You can email us, as we are gonna be reading off some of these emails. You can do so at treefortgang@gmail.com. We do have the rights to that email address. You can also, if you're watching on YouTube, comment down below. That way we can read off your username and credit you for the comment. Or you go to Facebook, Instagram. You can interact with us any different way. We'll scrape these questions if you actually submit some. We'll scrape these from all of our sources and put them together, similar to how we did for today's episode. Do we have a fun name for the mailbag? If
The
not, we
mail.
can workshop it.
We'll workshop it. We could sell naming rights to it. So if somebody wants, to $10 to be called the ADP Total Source Mailbag at Tree Fort Gang, then sure, God bless you.
University of Phoenix, Tree Fort Gang episode.
Special mailbag by Ben Gay Sport Cream.
Sponsored by Plantier.
Yeah, we could do that.
AI company that's going to kill us all. That's pretty much their slogan.
Oh.
They're like
Sponsored by GPT.
sponsored by ChatGPT.
Yeah, the other day I was asking ChatGPT all sorts. I needed to delete that history or something. There
Have you had any more AI
was a lot of weird
psychosis?
questions. What?
Have you had any more AI psychosis?
No, where they just start saying random stuff.
Yeah, didn't you tell me that it was talking to you in Norwegian, or was that somebody else?
Robbie Rowley and I were asking it a question about baseball cards or something, and it was just like in the middle of a ramble, and then it just goes TLDR, And then what? It yeah, and like was just talking real weird, like randomly. I'm like, all right, you just shut that off.
Wait, okay, yeah. Jesus. Wait, no, AI, I'm confusing my terms. AI psychosis are these people that are going like literally insane because they think that they're talking to like an actual thing. Some people have, you know, even offed themselves from AI psychosis. I remember reading last summer about a guy who was chatting with a Daenerys Targaryen, like AI chatbot, that talked him into killing him.
She would do that. She's a bitch.
By the end, yeah. Also, I guess kind of spoiler alert, because we never really finished Game of Thrones on the episode. We've talked about it, though. Yeah.
Who has?
We might have talked about this already, but again, watching Game of Thrones, we just finished the other week. Ashley does a lot better job pointing out when Daenerys starts like becoming a fucking tyrant bitch. So it's not like as big of a shock out of nowhere as I had originally thought it was, because she does a really good job pointing out just how annoying she becomes in the last two seasons. And how every interaction she has, she's just bitching.
Yeah.
Literally every single one, she's just complaining the whole time. She's whinging.
Yeah.
Your lips are moving and you're complaining. You're whinging.
Whinging.
All right. So everyone gets to hear my typing for a second because I got to figure this out.
Oh, okay. When she loses her mind.
What'd you say?
When she loses her mind. Nothing.
Okay. AI hallucination was the term that I was trying to come up with. That's what yours did, where it fucking starts just tweaking out. And speaking, yeah.
Gibberish, yeah.
I'm going to look up funny instances of that.
Yeah, it was like reading a Reddit about cards or something, and then it just... Yeah, TLDR, like,
yeah.
Okay, well, like, and then Robbie was like, it was in a British accent. Like, I never told it to speak in a British accent, so it was just doing whatever it wanted to do, I guess.
Yeah, in the British accent, or yeah. It'll just do like completely like wrong answers sometimes too. I guess that's hallucination. One example I just found. Somebody was asked ChatGPT for software plugins for a specific task, and it gave them four options, like thorough description, website links to purchase and download, and none of it was real. They were just completely four made up softwares, four made up links, just none of it.
It's like, I don't want to deal with this kid right now.
It's just like, just coming up with, I don't even know.
They're going to take over the world, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's going to be, I just lost you somehow. But yeah, I can't wait for that. Okay, you're back. Yeah, I can't wait till we can listen to an AI podcast.
Yeah, that would be sick. So, let's...
you want to get to the mailbag?
I want to get to the mailbag.
Okay.
I feel bad that all these people, their question, like the YouTube, the sandwich one, like that one was actually pretty funny. I forgot about that one. But we'll do that. We'll give that guy a shout out here in a little bit, but I want to hear what our dear friends have asked us.
Okay. Well, we can kind of use this as a smooth transition. I already have a question, written here. So, let me see. Turf Muncher 48 asks the Tree Fort Gang group, if you could get AI to handle one task for you for the rest of your life, what task would you choose?
That's a great segue. Well, Turf Muncher,
thanks for the question.
Yeah. First of all, thank you for the question. Literally, I just plan on using it for cards for the rest of my life to just be like, hey, find me five people that would be good card growth value.
Isn't that like the whole fun part of it, though?
That is the fun part. Like, that's what
But
I'd be
why would
doing.
you have AI do that for you when you could have AI do something you don't like doing?
Because I want to do it better.
I hear
Something.
you. I was gonna go like cooking, you know?
Something I don't like doing. I mean, cleaning my house, but it can't really do that for me. I wish it could.
I mean, if it can do all this other stuff, why can't it clean your house?
I'll ask it later.
Okay, well, this is theoretical, so we can get you a small like an AI assistant robot to clean your house.
That's true. Yeah. DJ Roomba and just put an iPod on a Roomba and.
He's already named it
I know,
DJ Roomba.
yeah. Okay,
Yeah,
that's a
I'm
good
trying to
one.
think if like I would obviously go with something like cooking. I'm trying to think if there is like anything funnier that I can go with. I just think I could use AI to, transform normative processes and gain valuable insights to help data-driven decisions. Make sure that we're verticals are aligned and our marketing strategy is going to market with an equitable product that has ubiquity across the market.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with that. And I think what we really need to be doing is taking the data warehouses, taking them from the data lakes into the
I think we need to drain the data lakes. We need to build data warehouses in where the data lakes were.
Put them into a data aqueduct that goes into a data warehouse. And then from there, all of the data can be neatly categorized and we can just pull it up. So we can be like, hey, run this report on the demographics regarding our workforce. And then just bing, bang, boom, got it right there. Data warehouse.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
We just figured it out.
We just
That's
figured
how we
out
could use AI.
a lot of stuff. What we
Yeah,
need to do
what
is
came up?
get it, figure out where Bitcoin is.
Yeah, we
Figure
found it.
out. I got a 60-acre property down the road, and we're going to find all the goddamn Bitcoin out of it. So,
Thank you to the. We actually came out with Tree Fork Gang Copilot, so now you can actually navigate our podcast episodes with AI.
Yeah.
Which is actually funny because I'm probably going to use AI to edit a snippet about this, like the snippet of this whole bit. So actually that is a good use for AI.
So if you want to like look up like how many times has Philip Bowden got pissed off because somebody insulted Long John Silver's, you could just type that in and it'll pop up. It happened 3 times.
All right, I think that actually gives us a really good segue to the next question.
Ooh, okay.
Let's
What
see.
do you got?
Let me just cross off the questions we already are answering.
Okay. Thank you, Turf Muncher.
Yeah, thank you, Turf Muncher. All right, the next question we've got.
Appreciate it.
Widow's Whaler asks, what's one restaurant you love that everybody else trashes?
Whittles Whaler, were you listening to the fast food bracket? I think you were.
I mean, they're a fan, like our same 20 fans, you know.
Yeah. Do we know you? Because you probably know that everybody shits on me for loving Long John Silver's, and I don't care. Doesn't bother me none. More delicious hush puppies for me. You go ahead and keep hating. What about you, Joe John? Probably Subway.
Ooh, interesting. Interesting. No, I feel like it's got to be a pizza place. Just
It
because I
has
feel
to
like,
be.
because I can go with like, McDonald's or, some people don't like things like that. I do. I'm trying to think of a pizza place that I like that other people don't. I feel like Little Caesars is the easy one. I'm not going to get a disagreement from you there.
I
I mean,
love Little Caesars.
I'll go local. I feel like people don't really care for Salvatore's pizza, right?
Marks.
Yeah, I also fucking hate Marks, so I'm not going to back that one up. I'm just a food guy who, you know, I don't know. That's a good question. Whatever your name, Widow's Whaler.
Widow's Whaler. Are you saying Whittles or Widow's
Whaler? Widow, like the sword in Game of Thrones.
I'm a big Joffrey fan, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, shout out Joffrey.
Joffrey's a bitch. I actually just listened to something the other day that was like the best character in Game of Thrones, or the best player of the Game of Thrones. Do you know who it is?
Best player of the Game of Thrones. Can I get one hint?
Female.
Not Cersei. No. That's the best by like the end of the show.
Yeah.
Okay. She I don't dies. Know. Yeah. Oh, she dies. So, okay. So Olenna.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. She
Brandy Tyrell. She's the Queen of Thorns. She kills Joffrey. She's on top of everything that goes on, super successful, super rich, badass woman. The only person that can put Tywin in his place.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love Olenna. You're not going to get an argument out of me.
Yeah. I was listening to him. I'm like, yeah, these facts, like
in
straight.
The book, I feel like. I mean, like, I don't, there could be something else that happens in the book that I don't know about because I didn't actually read them. I just know selected bits. But in the book, she should be even better because the only time Tywin gets her is when he's like, well, I'll just end your lineage right now by putting Loras in the Kingsguard, even though we know Loras liked to leg wrap with men. That's a
Loras was a plumber of sorts. He liked to lay pipe with other gentlemen.
He did. Yeah. But he had brothers in the book, so that wouldn't have held up as much in the book. So I don't know if they had that conversation. And I feel like that's when Olenna kind of fell apart because, and again, on my most recent rewatch of it, you know, they say it, Daenerys says it, but Olenna's not really there because she believes in Daenerys or anything. She just purely wants revenge. So she's not really playing the Game of Thrones at that point. She's just trying to get revenge. So I would argue, yes, she was the best, and she still is what I'm saying.
R.I.P. in real life.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right. Next question.
Thanks, Widow's Whaler. Clearly a GOT fan.
Yeah, clearly. Next question, it's pretty identical to the last one. And, you know, what's one movie that you proudly love that everybody else trashes?
I don't know that there's one that I love that everybody else trashes. There is one that I love that Joey Barry's trashes.
Yeah, we can go with that.
For no reason, and it pisses me off, and I'm going to make him watch it one of these times. It's Biodome.
Oh, yeah, that's what you were saying. Yeah,
I love that movie. And Jimmy Hill, like, I'm sure Royal loves that movie. Like, people our age love that movie. And Joey is always like, oh, Pauly Shore. Like, it's a good movie. It's hilarious.
Okay. I don't know. I can't say if I've seen it, shockingly enough.
You haven't? Yeah. There's a ton of movies.
I'm trying. That's why we're doing Stranger Things now. You know, one at a time. Brick by brick. Yeah, I didn't like think about these questions like at all because I kind of wanted to think about them off cuff. And now I'm realizing that these are actually something that I've
want some time to think through. What I was gonna say, what I would say earlier, like what came to mind would be when I was going through my Marvel kick last year and I watched Eternals. And I know everybody fucking hated Eternals. I liked it for a few different reasons. I think I was also like same thing, like Game of Thrones hits differently when you binge watch it all rather than like having to have gone through it all. Like same thing with the Marvel movies. Like, you know, I'm just, if I'm watching all of them back to back, like obviously I got to a point where I'm like, obviously these movies aren't as good post Endgame, but you're still, you're like, it's like just, you're just on to the next movie. You don't have a lot of time to digest it. I thought, you know, I thought by itself it would be really good. The way what I said to Phil earlier was, if you think of, if you watch it kind of like how you'd watch an anime, which I'm not a big anime guy. What was Mason's name on this podcast? Do you remember?
No.
Well, shout out to Mason. I'd have to defer to him. He's more of an anime guy, but I love a good anime fight if it's well done. I think those are fun to watch. And that's what this movie kind of like made me think about, because it was just like, you know, silly, like just these like super extra fight scenes on top of, you know, pretty boring and shitty subplot. So I thought it was fun to watch. I also like, I know that it's not a Game of Thrones related at all, but I like that you got Robb Stark and Jon Snow, and Robb Stark's character keeps is like dating Cersei. So I was watching that while, you know, still infatuated with Game of Thrones. So that also made it a little bit fun.
I was going to say the only thing I like about Eternals is Kit Harington's in it. And,
yeah, but then they fuck up his character too. Cause like nothing's happened.
Yeah. So
then like Robb Stark's character, I don't even know his real name. Yeah. Didn't he like fly into the sun at the end or something?
I don't remember. I just remember watching it like, this is dumb.
Yes. But, you know, sometimes if you know a movie's dumb going in, like, it can still be a lot of fun.
Well, it got a lot of hype. And that was like, it wasn't yet that, like, oh, post Endgame movies suck.
Okay. So the fatigue was starting, but not like the hate wasn't there.
And so, like, I remember watching, and like the big thing was like, oh, it's a, it was like an Asian lady director. So like the fact that you're like, oh, it's kind of anime is like,
oh, huh. That could be, I don't know if that's racist for you to say, but I get the point.
I mean, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it might be an anime movie. But
I mean, yeah, I bet, you know, we could probably look it up, and that's definitely probably got influential ties.
But I just mean that they were like all in on like, it was this person was direct, this lady was directing it. It's got everybody. It had Salma Hayek and Angelina and who else was in it? I don't know his name, but it's the guy from Atlanta. The rapper in the show Atlanta.
Oh, Danny Glover?
So Danny Glover is the main, or Donald Glover. Danny,
yeah.
Glover. Donald Glover is the main character, but his cousin is the rapper in the show, and he's the black guy in Eternals. And then Kumail, he was in it. So, like, there's a bunch of, like, solid people that was pumped for it, and it just sucked.
Yeah, that's sad. I did ask AI why I felt like Eternals reminded me of anime, and so this could be based on how I worded the question. But it does say Zhao's influences include legendary anime directors, and she wanted to create a thoughtfully meditative experience rather than a typical superhero romp. There's a link. It's a whole article. I don't have time to read it.
Now who's racist?
No, we cleared. We passed. So bye.
I'm clear to the charge. Thank
God. Your Honor, cleared on all charges.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
If having to call someone Your Honor, I don't know. I feel like that's degrading.
Your Honor?
Yeah. Your Honor, please.
Your Honor.
Dad.
Please. My client has never done that.
All right, let's go to the next question.
I'm trying to pick a good one.
What was that last one from? It looks like it was from Peanut Butter and Ass 69.
Yahoo.com. Peanut Butter and Ass 69. Thank you for the question. Thank you.
Yeah, huge. Good question. Big movie guy, that Peanut Butter and Ass.
All right, who's this next question from?
You got it?
I'm pulling up the question. Honestly, I can cut this out. I just need to think of some more names and write them down.
Cactus Fucker 11.
All right, this question is from Cactus Lover 11.
Oh, okay. Cactus.
If you could master any skill, what would it be?
If I could master
any skill.
Any skill. Is this like legally? So like with this mastery comes the acceptance of authority?
No.
Okay. Well, I was going to say driving with my eyes closed, but
okay. Huh.
but if I'm not allowed, you know, legally to drive with my eyes closed, then I don't want to do it.
Okay.
I would want to, I don't
like a master, like you are the best in the world, like top 1% of this skill.
The best chef.
Okay. Yeah, that opens, I mean, that opens a lot of doors.
I'm already pretty close, but,
ladies, if you're listening. yeah, I mean, I think that's a good one. I would go, if I could be like the best in the world, I feel like something that would, I'm going to take the road more traveled as well with a good option.
You're going to have the best butt in the world.
You know, just, I'm going to choose something that opens more career doors for me than anything else. I that opens a best. Lot
of doors. If you got a great tuchus on you, that opens a lot of doors. Let me tell you.
If you have the best ass in the world, like Chris Evans gets roles because of America's ass.
Especially in today's day and age, you just put that thing on OnlyFans, you're good to go.
That is true. I mean,
bringing in $200K a month.
We could still do that. But yeah, having the best ass in the world, people would be like, pretty sure it's a guy's ass, but that is a nice ass.
Is that Joe John? Like, I know that butt. I've seen that.
Normally, guys' butts don't do it for me, but that's a nice ass.
That's a fantastic ass.
Yeah.
Chiseled marble, some say. What we're saying.
You fucking got me. if you can master any one skill. Oh, what I was going to go with was public speaking. If I could be like the best public speaker of all time, like I would just never shut up probably. Yeah. So, enough. Or if I could do anything illegal, like, you know, crypto schemes would be fun to just rug pull on people.
I'd really love to master finding Bitcoin out of the ground.
I would like to master mining it once Bitcoin has been located.
Because I got 60 acres down the road that I'm going to be able to set up shop, get a couple
breaking,
you know, bulldozers, Bitcoin, some cranes.
Right,
where's it? It's there. I've got surveys. I don't know where they are, but I've got paperwork galore. It's there. We're going to find it. So. If I could master the skill of just getting it out of the earth, we'll be unstoppable.
Okay, so that's what those are our skills. Yeah. I love it.
Who's that from? Cactus Lover?
Yes, Cactus Lover 11. Thank you for the question. Next question from Flatulent Unicorn.
Oh, damn. Is this Hillary?
Yeah. yeah, it has the username right next, or like the user's name right next to the
yeah.
So, shout out Hillary.
We came up with her tree fort name, but I forgot her last name. So
tough.
I don't remember.
You get a 50 shout out. So let's say Hollywood makes a movie about the Tree Four Gang podcast. We can do it ourselves, but like we can also just do, you know, like Robbie Rowley and all the other Paul County Road 41. But who would they cast to play us?
Who would they cast to play us?
I think they would go with Gabriel Iglesias to cast Royal Mills.
Okay. Okay.
No, I mean, it's not too bad.
That's a good one.
Cool.
If only there were like an Asian Gabriel Iglesias. That's a good one.
So that's him. Who else? Who? I'm trying to also think of who else we have on the show.
Stevie.
I think I would be Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
You know, just no.
I'd be Macaulay. Somebody. Macaulay Culkin. Okay. That's fair. Well, you know, for me, it'd be somebody with the sense of humor of Jonah Hill, the looks of Channing Tatum, the acting skills of Leo. I mean, Tom Hardy.
Okay.
Tom Hardy would. If he doesn't want to be me, I want to be him. So
okay, we can just make like the thumbnail picture, like Tom Hardy in
side by side.
it's probably, you know, it's about as good as what I said. So I can't.
He could put some weight on. He could have a beard. He'll get there. You know.
Yeah, he's doing it for a role.
Yeah, I mean. It just has to be directionally correct. Like, you know, it's close enough.
Yeah. He's 5'9", so.
Perfect.
So he's going to be a lot taller than that.
Actors are short.
All right. Do we have anyone for Stevie P or anybody else that we can think of? What about Joey Barry's? I feel like Joey Barry's definitely has a lookalike.
Joey Barry's. Who does Steve Buscemi?
Steve Buscemi. I'm gonna look. I'm gonna.
Classic. Classic Joey Barry's. They look exactly alike.
I feel like I'm looking at the guy.
Yeah. I thought I typed in Steve Buscemi, not Joey Barry's. Well, I mean, hey, there it is.
That tells you.
That's that one.
All right. Thank you for the question.
So we got Tom Hardy. We got Ryan Gosling, Gabriel Iglesias. Stevie P doesn't even have one. And Joey Barry's.
that's everybody.
Yep. We got it. Great job.
Who else have we had on the show? We have one for – she hasn't been around in God knows how long. Rosemarie.
Yeah. I actually talked to her the other day.
Oh, really? How's she doing?
She's good. She's just living busy.
Yeah. Nice. Good for her. We miss you.
We do miss her. I've always thought facially – she looks like Una Chaplin.
Una Chaplin.
Alyssa. Rob Stark's really? Wife.
I don't.
Facially?
I guess. I suppose so.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. As much as I look like Ryan Gosling, I suppose.
I mean, that's a hell of a compliment for Rosemarie.
Yeah.
Una Chaplin and her fantastic cheeks.
Yeah. No comment. Making a comment. All right, that's the Hollywood movie once the podcast blows up.
I like that. I like that. We're all in.
All right, let's go to the next question. What's a good one? We already went through the whole story of the Nick Cannon. I just wrote Nick Cannon award question mark. I didn't let you answer this, though.
So we didn't do it.
Let me rephrase this to you. This is just a little fun trivia. This is nothing about us. But what hip-hop, or I guess performing artist in general, but what hip-hop artist has the most children in general and with the most different baby mamas?
I actually think I know this.
Okay.
Can we kind of 20 question it?
We can, yeah. As long as I know, you know, what you're asking.
Is it Trick Daddy?
Trick Daddy, no.
Okay. Are they alive?
No.
Is it ODB?
No.
I don't know. Easy? All right.
Huh?
Easy?
Nope.
I don't know.
All right, well, I'm going to pull it up just to make sure before I give the answer, but it's what we talked about earlier, and it's what I saw earlier. So what? Drum roll, please.
They're not alive?
Nope.
Tupac?
Nope.
Biggie?
Nope. A little too, little after that, but not too late after that. They have some bangers.
They got some bangers. I don't know.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
It's DMX.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you want to guess how many kids and how many baby mamas?
20 kids, 18 baby mamas.
No, one of those numbers is close. 15 children with 9 different baby mamas.
Okay.
Yeah. So I called it the Nick Cannon Award, just knowing Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon has 12 kids with 6 baby mamas. Oh, wow. Young boy never broke again. 12 kids with 10 women.
Never broke it. I don't know about
Chief,
that.
Chief Keef, 9 for 9 with 9. So he's 1 and done.
Patting 100.
So there was some trivia that we were talking about for some reason that I threw into our notes questions. I need some water too. Water break.
Daiquiris.
Oh, you have a daiquiri in there?
No. Wedding crashers.
My water bottle is very patriotic. It's red, white, and blue, like a flag. Just to let you know.
We'll put a boot in your ass. It's a right.
So next question.
Yep.
From Cheeky Bacon 77 asks, what is something that as a kid you thought you would encounter a lot more in life than you ended up actually encountering? I think the easy example that everyone can talk about, unless it's your answer, but
what?
Quicksand.
Yeah. Quicksand. I remember watching movies as a kid and it's like, oh my God, quicksand. And like, I just remember thinking like, I'm not going anywhere where there's quicksand because that sounds awful. And the one that you said this, it actually, my aunt just was on vacation and ran into it. The Bermuda Triangle.
Yep, that was mine.
That one, just, I remember like fourth grade. My teacher was like, oh, we went to Bermuda for vacation. And then she was like telling us about the Bermuda Triangle. And I just remember thinking like, how the hell did you get out of there?
Yeah, it's like, I think we have a real problem here that somebody needs to address.
Yeah, like, what are we – we're just going to lose all these planes and boats to a mythical triangle.
People are just going there willingly.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, like, why is nobody doing anything about, like, where are those people? I think there might be, maybe that's where the aliens are.
I wonder, you know what? We could probably do a conspiracy episode one day. Distant future of the Bermuda Triangle.
Actually, there's a an unexplained about triangles in general. So there's the Bermuda one, and then apparently, like, in Lake Michigan, there's one.
Huh. And really? Like a triangle in which stuff disappears?
A dude, they did a story, or they talked about it. The guy, like, was walking, and he does not know what happened. They found, or he disappeared. They found his clothes, like, found his stuff, like, on the shores, and, like 2 years later, he just, like, wound up in New Hampshire or something like that at his parents' house, and he has no idea how he got there, or he thought it was the next day or something like that. And it's like, okay, like a temporal vortex or something.
Huh.
Wild. I don't know what happened. It was, that story is directionally correct. I don't know if I told it completely correct.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fine.
But I remember listening to it just be like, Jesus, I'm not going anywhere near Michigan. So
yeah, but you know, that would be fun to look into it a little bit more. I just need a reason to. So if we were to do it for a podcast or something like that.
The unexplained, we can do that. We can do that as a conspiracy. Triangles.
Huh?
Triangles.
Yeah, big fan of triangles.
Shapes.
The triangle offense, Phil Jackson.
True.
Triangle. Yep. Triangle. Ball. The defender would disappear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Show up across country 2 years later, naked. No idea what happened.
The 90s were a different time.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Thank you for that question. All right. Let's go to the next one. This is coming from Kinky Cupcake 89. Ooh. So thank you, Kinky Cupcake.
Thanks, Kinky Cupcake.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, that's how it sounds.
That might be a girl.
That could be the single.
The one. Yeah.
Or could be a guy.
It could be. But what if it's a guy?
What if it's a guy?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Anyway, what moment from the podcast made you laugh the hardest or got unexpectedly deep? I don't know if anything got unexpectedly deep. I'm trying to think if we ever got, I mean, maybe we did get existential. Probably with Interstellar.
The ghosts. Was it the ghosts?
Oh yeah. I mean, I didn't speak on the episode. I was the tech, but yeah, that's true.
The ghosts slash the, like, kind of the spiritual side of the, like, Stevie's cousin talking about, yeah, like, seeing Jesus and stuff like that. Because, like, I know you hear stories of people being like, oh yeah, like I was with like similar to Stevie's cousin, like I was with Jesus. And it's like, damn, okay.
Yeah, I do remember. I remember because I was recording the podcast and I'd passed out. And then I like awoke to like hear that, and I was like, what? It took me a long time to figure out. You know, I'm not to discredit his experience or anything like that, but I was like, what are we even talking about?
Where am I?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So actually, that is a moment that we got pretty deep.
That was deep. That was a real funniest deep
moment. I feel like we.
That was a good deep too. Like, I like that episode a lot.
Yeah.
I think that's really the most we got deep. There's probably other instances as well. But we've definitely had a lot of belly laugh moments on the podcast.
Oh, there's been a ton.
It's just hard to remember them because I just
have I remember when we did Fury. We were talking about, like, you put the five of us in a tank or the four of us in a tank or something like that. And like the Germans show up and we're just like in there just cranking. It's like like, what's in there? Like, there's just four people just cranking away. Like, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Like, that was a good moment.
Yeah, that was good. Obviously, like, not ha-ha, but, like, I think our fast food bracket was just, like, a good moment when we were all just fucking dying after eating all that fast food when we did a pre-recording session.
Oh, yeah, that was a rough day.
Yeah, but those were good vibes. I'm going to think about this one more because I kind of – if we can find, like, a belly laugh – from one of the episodes, it'd be fun to bring that back as just to have. So I'm gonna keep thinking about that one. But that's a great question, Kinky Cupcake.
Kinky Cupcake.
I mean, we can think about it while I pull up the next question. We only have like a few more.
Okay. I like this. This is good.
Yeah, guys. Again, this is fun. Enjoying it, and it's just the two of us today in the fort, and I think we're having a great time.
Yeah.
So, also, there's three of us because there's also the listener. So thank you for joining us in the fort today.
Thank you.
If you haven't already, if you're not a regular viewer and you found us by accident, we do podcasts and card breaks. So hit the subscribe. If you're already subscribed, hit the like, and comment whatever questions you guys again would want to have on the next episode. If you don't watch us on YouTube, if you listen on any of the podcast apps, just go on Facebook, do the same thing. Super easy.
Huge.
So again, we appreciate you. Let's get into the last couple questions here. Let's see who asked this question. Flaccid Meatball 99 asks us
what is a sick email address.
at gmail.com. Do not email anyone. That's why we're reading the usernames, not the emails.
Question, Blessed Meatball, do you use that for professional, like you put that on your resume? Like, yeah, just let me know if I get this job at the bank. You can hit me at Flaccid Meatball.
That's actually the domain. It's guest@flaccidmeatball.com. So Flaccid Meatball asks us the question, if you could interview any person from history, any fictional or non-fictional person all time, if we could get them on the podcast for an interview or if you want to do like a themed episode, who would we bring on to the podcast?
Hitler.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today.
And just be like, what is
I just ask about all the fucking heroin or meth or whatever it was that he was doing at the
end. Well, I mean, yeah, you get your soldiers all methed up, like they're gonna be running all over the place. No, I just, that was a good
I mean, you gotta take the bait.
Yeah. If I had to interview,
and they can be fictional too, so they don't even have to be a real person.
Oh, they can be.
Yeah. Fictional. I mean, I opened it up to that just for the sake of a fun question.
Well, I think that makes it more difficult now.
You can start with real if you want.
I could interview anybody throughout history. You're not gonna like my real answer. I don't know. Do you got yours?
I'm still thinking. I've had a couple names.
Fictional character.
OJ, I'd ask him if he did it.
I'm pretty sure he... Well...
His son did it.
Yeah, I know you think his son did it.
And we know you're a listener to the podcast, too. I know. I figured it out.
OJ's son?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
This one is a tough one.
I know. I feel like maybe next time we need to just go easier.
We put that one on the back burner.
Yeah.
I want to think about that one for a bit.
All right. Yeah. We'll come back to that question on the next mailbag episode, or we might even just throw it in if we need to buff time in another episode. All right.
I really like that. And I want to give that the time and attention it deserves.
All right.
What about the sandwich one? You can look up who did that. It's on the YouTube.
Oh.
It was.
Did they ask a question in there?
So I asked the question. I was in the sign off. I was like, all right, well, hey, you know, let us know if you liked what we're doing. You know, tell us your favorite card that we pulled. Tell us your favorite sandwich. And I totally forgot about it. And then they commented, like, whatever it was. And then I remember, like, going back and being like, what the hell is this guy talking about? Because it was like burger, Swiss cheese, caramelized onions. Like, what? We're talking about baseball cards. And then that was in there. And like, oh, yeah, that's why. So if you can, I don't remember which
one. That was a while. Yeah, I know it was a little while ago.
It might have been the
sandwich. Okay. Half pound burger, bacon, mozzarella, marinara. Okay. Crispy Texas toast, easy garlic. Oh, let's go.
That's what he said. Who was it?
It was Kevin Harris, 1480.
Kevin, thank you for commenting on that. What did he say?
Torture said, I need that triple auto you're using to hide the card.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell him he can find it on Fanatics Collect. But what was that sandwich again?
It's a half pound burger, so
that's thick.
That's thick, but not it's not too much. Bacon, mozzarella, marinara sauce, crispy Texas toast. So he's kind of having like a burger parm
with mozzarella. bacon.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like something I would make in my house if I like just had ingredients.
Yeah. Kevin, that's an interesting sandwich. It sounds delicious. It sounds filling, let me tell you. If I had to go with my dream or my favorite sandwich, I'm going to go like a Nashville hot chicken. I like the Texas toast. I'd put like onion straws and then maybe like a honey barbecue sauce. I think cheddar cheese. That'd be good. That'd be a good sandwich.
Mm. You're just going with your favorite like a sandwich you'd want to have right now?
Yeah, that's what I'd want to have. I'd want that right now. I had a sub for lunch, so
I'm trying to think what I'd want in it. I'm definitely gonna go with focaccia bread. I've been having a decent amount of focaccia bread recently. I guess you could say. Okay. You know, I'm a turkey club guy. If I'm getting like a real sandwich, so I'd go turkey, bacon.
How do you get into the turkey club? Is what I want to know. Are they exclusionary? Like, are there rules?
Am I not turtly enough for the turtle clerk?
Right. Yeah.
Ha ha.
We'll add that to you. We'll get that in your 5-minute stand-up bit.
Thanks. club sandwiches. I don't like the exclusionality of the club.
No, I feel like it's a pretty welcoming club, though. You just have to eat bacon, which, you know, I guess does actually exclude a lot of people.
Is it a club or a community?
I don't pay any membership fee, so I think it's
I am a big friend of the community, so I don't know.
I'll throw – yeah, so I was a sandwich artist. A little lore for you guys.
That's true, man. Yeah, we're talking to the two.
Yeah, it really taught me the concept of putting chips on your sandwich. So definitely – I'm definitely putting some crushed up chips on that on a sandwich. For a turkey club, I'm probably going to lay sour cream and onion.
Oh, with that focaccia, that'll play nice.
Ooh, yeah. Mm. And if I didn't do focaccia, I'd go with like a really nice sourdough. Mm. And then, yeah, this is kind of where I'm probably going to lose everybody. Pick whatever sauce you want. I'm going probably dry. Just not a sauce guy, you know. What can I say? More cheese.
Big dry guy.
But yeah, I'm going in dry. So you throw, you know, maybe I'll do a little oil, salt, pepper, you know, if I get the choice, if that's an option. I'll get some sub oil.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I'll do stuff.
You got to lube it up. You got to lube that thing up.
Of course, getting that at the turn, I'm getting that shit dry, and I'm putting it down with a beer.
You got a hot two on that.
Hot two on that thing. Oh, I'm glad she's fallen out of public eye finally. I don't know. Like, I don't know how much. I mean, I haven't been online in the last couple weeks at all, but I don't know how online you are. But she was so fucking annoying if you were online last year with her podcast and then her fucking crypto scheme. She did what I said I would do if I could get away with it. The crypto scheme.
Are you sure you're not the Hawk Tua girl?
Yeah, I hope so.
Hmm. Okay.
That'd be sad. But yeah, that would be my sandwich of choice.
That was a good sandwich.
All right. Let's get one or two more, and then we'll get the listener out of here.
Yeah. Let's do one more and then circle back to the interview one.
Oh.
I might have mine.
Okay. I don't know if I'm going to have somebody, but we can go back to it still. So this is similar to another question we had earlier, like if the Hollywood actors who would play us. And this is from Cheesy Doinker 89. thank you, Cheesy Doinker. If the podcast had to form a real life bank heist, who would be the smooth talker? Who's the muscle? And who's the person that gets caught? That's three roles. We can fuck around with it a little bit if we want.
I totally just had another thought about something else, and we'll come back, circle back to that as well.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to address it now? I don't want it to disappear.
So in talking about the bank, I started thinking about the town, and then I was thinking about Ben Affleck. And then because of who would play us in a movie, clearly Ben Affleck and Matt Damon would be one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you'd probably be Matt Damon. I'd be Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that tracks. So
yeah, for sure.
I did, yeah. I thought of that earlier, and then I
was going to promote the episode by doing a Facebook post with coming soon. It's going to be Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
I love that one.
Your favorite, your dynamic.
Ben Affleck as Philip Boughton, Matt Damon as Joseph Johnson, starting a podcast.
Hey guys, thanks for joining. Go ahead and hit the scene. Yeah, it just shows them. It's just them doing a podcast. I wonder how much it would cost to get a cameo of that.
We could look into it.
Okay, so. Going back to the question now, I'm glad we addressed that. If we had to do if we were doing a bank heist, and we don't have to go by the roles in the question the way it asked, but we can go three or four of us if we can think of roles. But who's doing what? We got a getaway driver. We got
Wouldn't be me.
The muscle, I guess, is the talker, the people, the person that gets us in. Well, talker. Yeah, the muscle and the talker. So good cop, bad cop.
I'd probably be the...
Who would be the jumpy one that kills somebody and makes the whole thing fall apart?
That's Stevie, for sure.
Stevie P kills somebody and, yeah, the whole thing goes left.
With kids, probably not Stevie. But pre-kids, it definitely is Stevie.
Okay.
but... I might be the smooth talker.
You can go with that.
I talk.
I feel like I'd be the getaway driver.
Yeah, and then Royal would be the muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is about that money. So in that situation, you know, let money handle it.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm good with that.
That's a good lineup.
Nice. All right. You want to go back to that? You want to go back to that other question then?
The interview? Yeah. So also that kind of whole thing jogged like a Goodwill Hunting scenario. So then I would interview Robin Williams because pretty much love all of his movies. But yeah, Goodwill Hunting, Mrs. Doubtfire, those are classics and near and dear to the old heart. So that's probably what I would go with.
Okay. That's a good one. Yeah. I'm going to keep thinking about mine and I'll have an answer, a really funny answer and a really good answer by the next time mailbag episode.
I would have thought you would have said Kobe.
Yeah. I mean, that's a solid answer. It's hard. Well, that's because I opened it up to like made up characters too. I was going to go with, like, before you said Hitler, I was going to go with Darth Vader. So that's what made me laugh, is because like I went with like the movie version or like, you know.
I out-eviled you.
Basically.
Okay, well.
I'm pretty sure the bad guys in Star Wars are based on the Nazis, but I'm not a Star Wars buff to know that for sure.
The Stormtroopers?
Yeah, the Stormtroopers. That's why they probably are dripping like crazy. Darth Vader's got that drip. Hate to say it. The designer.
The designer?
Yeah. Who is the designer for the Nazis? He's like a famous... I know it. That's the reference I was making.
That's William H.
Hugo Boss.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how I can remember that either. But all right. We still have some questions, but we can save some stuff too.
We can save them.
Yeah. An hour.
You can do. This is nice. Yeah, we are an hour.
Yeah, this was fun. I mean, guys, thank you so much for submitting the questions. Thank you to Cheesy Doinker. I don't know if I gave you a thanks at the after your question, but we definitely appreciate it.
I think if we had to go the best email or the best username, peanut butter and butt, or is that what it was?
There was peanut butter and peanut butt.
and Cheesy Doinker.
Or Cheesy Doinker. Yeah. Yeah.
I think those creative nicknames.
Thanks.
They perfectly encapsulate our fan base and our demographic. So yeah. those are people. That's who we're talking to. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, if you want us to shout out your name or email and, us your question, treefortgang@gmail.com.
Flatulent Queen, Hillary, thank you for that question. Awesome. Really appreciate it. Well, I'll see you tomorrow and I'll let her know.
Yep. Okay. But we're gonna get on out of here, guys. So we're back. We're gonna be doing episodes semi-monthly. This should be going up on October 1st, but it might go up on the 2nd. You guys are listening to it pretty close after we recorded, but we'll be back on the 15th. We got some cool stuff coming up. I know we talked about Stranger Things coming up in November. That's our next big theories on series before season 5 comes out. But we're going to do some cool stuff and some fun stuff before then. So, as always, I appreciate you, Phil. What do you want to say to the viewer?
Godspeed, friends. Be safe out there. Be good to one another. We will talk to you soon. I love you. Sweet dreams to all of you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Yeah.